All you have to do is
make sure I talk into the microphone. See that thing right there?
Yeah.
Grab that.
This?
Yep. You in a while.
You want it up or no?
Well, I just need to be able to hear you, so you got to keep
can
close.
Can you hear
to
me?
Not
can
really. You, hear me? You can either lean into it or you can pull it closer to your mouth.
Can you hear me now? Now can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
And you don't know how this works at all? It's easy. It's kind of like what we did before, but this isn't live. It's recorded. It's a podcast.
Okay.
My friend, former neighbor, Amanda Kurt. Does anybody call you Mrs. Kango?
No. Well, yeah, I get Mrs. Kango a lot.
Okay.
Or I get Amanda Kurt. I never get Amanda Kato, ever.
Ever?
Ever. I just had an issue with a check I had to because it was written out to Amanda Kurt.
Life is difficult sometimes, isn't it?
Oh, so difficult.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. So we won't talk about Kango and his phenomenal restaurant and all the great...
So what
were you guys doing for Thanksgiving? What was Thanksgiving?
We went downtown and we helped out the Cherry Street Mission.
That's awesome.
Thanksgiving. I know. So great of them. So we wanted to help out. So we did some salads for them and got to donate a little bit of our time.
Was that over at Real Seafood?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
That made my heart warm.
Yeah. It's such a great thing that they do. So
My friend Amanda, Kurt, Kato, Mrs. Amanda, Mrs. Kango is here. You might know Amanda from Coaching by Kurt,
which is now CBK Boutique Gym.
What? Why'd you?
Yeah.
The name is officially changed. Why?
The name's officially changed, and we've kind of branched out to do cycling too. So we have a separate cycle studio, which is Cycle CBK.
Okay.
So, and it's a lot easier to just say CBK.
So I wanted to pick your brain and have you on the podcast for a couple of things.
Sure.
We can start with that, and then we can get into the other stuff I wanted to ask you about.
Cool.
So, tell me how things have gone with the business. How long, when did Coaching by Kurt open up?
6 years ago.
Okay.
Yep, 6 years.
And what's it been like in those 6 years watching things pop up around you, like CrossFit gyms and more Planet Fitnesses? What's the business like these days for fitness? Because it seems like it's always growing.
It really is. This
Orange Theory to all these places.
Yeah, there's a ton popping up. And it's so great to see because the more dynamic this city gets and the more gyms there are and the more opportunities there are for people to work out, the more business I have.
Right.
You know, people get excited about working out and, you know, there's so many different things to do now.
And you have lots of transformation stories, right?
Yes. So many.
Because you get great people coming in. And
yeah.
You can, what you personalize things, right?
Tell me
what's your strategy, what's your philosophy when somebody walks into CBK Boutique Gym?
So I specialize in personal training. And like I said, we have a cycle studio as well. So it's really just tailored towards them. You know, everybody's different. I've got 12-year-olds I've trained. My oldest client right now is 90. Her name is Charmaine, and she's super great. So I've done bodybuilders, and I've helped moms lose baby weight. And we see all different shapes and sizes, and
Because
reach all their goals.
People know your name. They know you. They know CBK.
Yeah.
What's the most frequent person you get coming to you? Is it a mom trying to lose mom weight? Is it somebody just trying to, I want to start out at a gym? What's the most frequent visitor you get?
Honestly, it's a variety.
Okay.
I don't really have a set demographic. It's really just
anybody who comes in the front door?
Yeah.
Are you going to be pummeled in the next, let's see, 5 weeks?
I am. So
what's this like? Because I tell it from the other side. And you know this as well because I see you at other gyms besides your own.
Yeah.
The first month at Planet Fitness or any gym I've ever been to in my entire life of the first month of the new year, it's chaos.
You can't get on anything.
It's like, you know, if you go the other 11 months of the year, you can just take January off and be fat and enjoy the cold weather and drink and eat because let the noobs do their thing because they're all going to whittle away and go.
Yeah.
So what's it like for you in a smaller gym?
Well, the great news is that I do stay busy throughout. Like November, December is usually in the gym scene, the slower times. But I'm lucky that I have, you know, that individual, small accountability, so people can't really not show.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's a different price point than big gyms.
It is. It is. It's affordable, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you don't want to also, like, with a gym, like, you just sign your debit card over and then that's kind of how they make, like, they're paying you regularly. And if they pay you and they don't show up, that's their lost money.
Right. Right.
And that sucks.
So it does. But they're seeing results too. And the endorphins are going and people enjoy coming. So
do you change your workouts for your clients all the time?
I do. Sometimes I get on these like sprees where I'm like, oh, I got to come up with some new stuff. And people will be like, you're in a mood today, aren't you?
And how do you?
I am in a mood. What's that?
How do you? Like, what's your educational background with all this?
Oh, well, I've been doing it for over 15 years. So.
Because you're old like me.
Yes, I know. I tell people, I say the only time I feel old is when I come up with these crazy exercises or like I add a move to a move and I'm like, oh, I've been doing this for too long.
Right.
But it's so fun.
There's
I love
no teacher
so
like
much.
Experience.
Yeah.
So is it like kind of like when I have ideas, I'm at the gym, I'm in the shower, or I wake up in the middle of the night, I'm like, oh, I have a great idea for a topic. Or do you get the ideas for the exercises in the same way?
I do sometimes. And then I will write it down or sometimes I'll even see something on Instagram that will remind me to do something else and I'll screenshot it. A lot of times it'll be like in the middle of a move, like someone will be doing an exercise and I'll be like, oh, why don't you add this to that? And they're like, what? But it's so great. And like I said, we have a lot of fun. We get results, but.
And that's what's most important.
Yeah.
It's like when people will be like, what's the best diet? Well, the one that you'll stick to or what's the best.
The one that you're not only going to be in the studio for January.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That sucks. It's gyms like that, but I guess you get some of those people too. They show up, they get motivated, and then they disappear.
Yeah, I do, but for the most part, people tend to come back around. Like I said, there's a lot of accountability, which is great.
And I know a lot of people need that. The girl that I was dating for the majority of the year, I would always pester her because she'd want to work out, but she'd go to places that were only open in the morning or at night. I'm like, you could just come to the gym with me. It's open all the time. And she'd say like, well, I'm not going to get a good workout in because someone's not pushing me. I'm like, I mean, a workout is better than no workout.
This is true. This is very true.
What are some of the tenets that you train by and live by and eat by and work out by that are like your personal value system when it comes to a healthy lifestyle?
That's just it, is lifestyle. I want people to know that this is something that they can carry on all the time. So eating is never a diet pill. I can teach you how to eat, but you have to live life too.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to fuel your body. And I never want to kill anybody when they come into the studio.
Has anybody ever died in one of your studios?
No, thank God. Knock on wood.
Yeah, exactly. But, that's what insurance is for anyway.
Yeah, I guess so, right?
Or you could just say, I will give you a killer workout. Someone has literally died right
here. That's right. It's a hurt so good. You have to be able to live a great, happy, fun life.
You have to commit to it.
Yeah.
And you can't deny yourself things that you want because, you know,
can deny yourself things you want, but to a point.
You can't say I'm never going to eat pizza ever again. It's too hard to live
this
by.
That's true. But there's other options for pizza too. Like
right.
Cauliflower crust pizza and every once in a while pizza.
What are your like holiday guidelines as people eat and drink more? What do you talk to clients about this time of year when people want to indulge a little bit more? We have the fortune of piling on a lot of clothing.
Well, when they come into the studio and they start talking about it, I like to say, I don't want to hear it.
Right.
So a lot of times I kind of close my ears to it because if they're going to do it anyways. But there's so many different options, you know, sweet potatoes. There's a million different ways to make those healthy. You can really transfer any bad food into a good food.
You can.
Yeah.
You can, and it can taste just as good, if not better.
This is so true.
Like people would always make fun of the stuff I eat. And I'm like, I'm not eating like my... The rabbits aren't getting the same kind of salads that I'm getting. Mine are much more decadent and protein filled. You can eat well.
You've got and substance.
Yeah, and still yep. have tasty foods.
Totally.
What's one thing that trips up people or that they have the hardest time with when it comes to, like what you said, lifestyle?
Sugar. Sugar is bad.
Because it's hidden?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and like starchy carbs.
Like what?
So I say, like anything white, really. So mm-hmm. white bread, white rice. Don't tell my husband that, Gango. White rice is good. No. So I tell people to stick to complex carbs. Try to cut the sugar. And no drinking. It's so bad for you. But if you have to drink, like a clear liquor with soda water.
So like vodka and yeah. like seltzer or something?
Yeah. Yep. There you Every go. Once in a while.
Yeah, because all the hidden, you can drink your calories away
oh
in
gosh.
Like
and then you feel
half an hour.
Like crap the next day.
Right.
And then you want to eat bad and then you don't want to work out. It's a bad cycle.
It is a vicious cycle. You want to give out your... You want to give out your recipe for your protein pancakes? That's the only reason I actually invited you to come by.
I knew it.
No, but they
I knew
were really
it.
What's
so
your,
great.
What's your favorite thing to make? Because I see your stuff on Instagram and all your stuff looks really good. What do you love to make?
You know, I make turkey meatballs a lot just because it's easy and I've got it down so to a T and they're so good.
How, what's your schedule like? You get up pretty, or you both get up at like 5, don't you?
Well, I get up at 5. Yeah, I'm at the studio at 6 every morning.
And then what's your day like? Walk me through the day parts.
Well, sometimes I teach at 6:45, but I have clients every day at 6.
Okay.
And they're back to back to back to back. And I'll break for some food.
Okay.
And I'll go back to clients. And then I might teach again. And then I get to pick up my daughter sometimes. And
sometimes.
Spend the evening. I know. A lot of times my parents are so great. They pick her up a lot, too.
So this is just like an endless string of teaching, training, teaching.
Yeah.
Till like
I love it, though.
Till like what? Wait, let's see. You can't get. We'll come to Maria. What time is this? 12 hours? Like every day?
Yeah, usually. Usually I've been getting done a little bit earlier lately because I've had several great instructors come on board. So they've allowed me to kind of step away from the studio in the evening, which is
good.
Is awesome. Yeah.
This is really the reason I thought you would make for a great podcast guest. Because as of the last, what, like 2.5 years, you have been a mom.
Yes.
Did I get the years right? Is she 2.5? Is Maria
She's two and a half? Yeah.
So when's her birthday?
April.
Okay. So she'll be 3 then. She's probably a terror right now, right?
Oh, she is. She's crazy.
She's a tornado, isn't she?
She's got her own little personality.
Mom's personality.
Yeah. No.
No?
Not mine.
Who's
it? Of course not.
Of course not?
Yeah, right. No, she's my daughter.
So that makes things a lot more complicated and having to pull off these long days, having to run your own business. So how did you have to adjust when she came along? How did you both have to fit her into your life and your lives? And what was the biggest challenge you had to figure out?
Well, just making sure that we could work, and sometimes she would tag along, which is awesome too. So she hasn't always been a terror, and she's not a terror. She's a good girl. She's just 2.5.
She's 2.5.
But before she turned 2, she'd come to the studio with me a lot. So I'd pick her up, I'd put her in a carrier, and we would work out together.
So are you saying that it was easier for you than for most people to deal with that?
I'd say so. Or she'd be at daycare, you know, and which, you know, I'd rather have her with me if she could be there. So
you're not nearly as stressed about this as I thought you would be. You're way too chill right now. I thought you were going to tell me that it was more of a challenge having to.
It's definitely a challenge.
Well, yes, that's what I want you to
talk about. It's for sure a challenge. But you just have to, you know, pick your battles and
give me an example.
Do what you can and
give me an example of a battle you've picked.
Oh my goodness, I'm not sure. A battle that I've picked. Well, like to get like my own workouts in after I had her, to lose the baby weight when I was allowed to start working out again. I committed to doing a bodybuilding show, and in order to get my workouts in, I had to go to a different gym, and I would drop her off at the restaurant at like 10 o'clock at night, and Kanga would watch her, and I would go to the gym, and I'd come back and I'd go to bed at like 12 or 1.
And then get back up at 5 in the morning?
Yep. But I did what I had to do, and it was only a couple months, and it was worth it.
But still, it's hard.
I accomplished a lot. Oh,
it's
so
a challenge.
Hard. It was a super challenge.
And what's the there's like an old trite cliche, something about like people when there's hard work involved, like they just back off. But that's what it takes.
Gotta keep going.
That's what it takes to you know, be challenged and meet our goals, right?
Exactly.
Give me another example of like. If you want to accomplish your goals, you got to sacrifice things.
Totally,
you sacrifice sleep there, seeing a little bit of your daughter. Give me something else as a busy mom that you might have had to sacrifice to make something better for her, for you guys, or just in general. Because I think a lot of people can relate to you, and I think I can probably see it in some of your clients' eyes that they envy you.
Well, do you see these?
Your hands?
Yeah. They're not done. I don't get manicures anymore.
Okay.
Sephora no longer. I used to be like a VIP customer there, like the biggest VIP. They knew me by name.
So
and they don't even know me anymore.
Makeup and beauty stuff.
Oh, gone.
So now it's
gone.
Like right. It's like Rite Aid and Walgreens makeup.
Well, I don't know if it's that, but yeah. Although those days are over. Massages and makeup and getting my nails done.
But it was probably easy. I've heard this. People say when a child comes into their life, like they stop thinking about those things. Because when
I don't even think about it. Right. But it's a sacrifice. You know, I look at my nails. I'm like, oh, it'd be nice to have my nails
And then you
done.
Hold Maria and you're like, this is better for my hands.
Yeah, totally.
What about having to manage Kengo's wild schedule?
Well, so there's two parts to that. The beauty of it is that we have opposite schedules. So he can watch Maria in the morning, mm-hmm. and then I can have her at night. So she gets to be with us, mm-hmm. which is awesome, but we don't see each other ever.
You guys plan like date nights that aren't
How does it work out?
Because I know that that's important when people have like opposite schedules and they're like two shifts
so
passing.
It's so important. And we're starting to learn that. It really is important to have that time, but we also want to be with Maria too.
Right.
So, you know, we have Sundays as our family day,
mm-hmm.
and then Monday nights we get to have dinner together because the restaurant's closed as mm-hmm. well, but we both work all day, so.
It's a challenge.
You're a big challenge.
You're way too chill to be talking about all. I figured I could pull some stress out of you, some horror stories. I don't like it.
You got to do what you got to do.
Okay. If only more people could have that mentality. Like, that's me. Like, I just say, it doesn't matter how bad it is. One way or another, it's going to get done.
Yeah.
I mean, you can either bitch about it or you can just, you know, it'll get done and it's not in your hands. It's not in your control. Whatever happens, happens.
It's true.
Tell me now, as I move into my own house, give me some house tips.
House tips.
Because you guys were first-time buyers,
man.
Right?
Did you? Yes. And now that's stressful too.
Yeah. Okay. So hit me with that stuff.
I don't even know where to start.
Give me some warning signs. Now it's a condo at least,
which is nice.
I was initially looking at houses, and then I remember one place. I put a couple offers in on two places, and the second place I was farther along with. And one of the things that stuck in the back of my head was, I'd rather pay the arm and the leg that I would to stay where I was. And have less space than to not use 60% or more of what I was paying for.
Yeah.
Like the one place had a finished basement where it could have been in its own apartment with a full bathroom. And me and the dogs would have been in like 35% of the house. So,
give me
some house tips that I can look out for. I've been at Lowe's and Home Depot more in the last 2 weeks than I have in my entire life.
I'm still learning myself. And you're going to be there. You think like, okay, the first couple weeks or the first like month or two is going to be a lot of, you know, adjusting this and doing this or adding this, but it's ongoing.
It is
an ongoing thing. Like there is always something that we want to do or switch or change or, oh, this would be great or...
What have you accomplished amid your very busy schedule while also having the house? What have you put into the house? Some love?
Not much. Well, there's lots of love put into it. Yeah. So we try to put really good energy into it and, you know, just make it home. Make it homey.
But home projects, they just fall by the wayside?
Oh, yeah. We don't have any big home projects. You know, there's things we want to do, but...
Like what?
Like, oh my gosh, don't even get me started.
No, go ahead. I want to get you started.
Talking.
No, that's fine. Yeah,
I'm just like new countertops, and we don't have a bathtub in our master, which is like
really.
Oh, it's. I want a bathtub so bad. I didn't realize like how nice it was having a bath.
Yeah.
So we've got this great, gorgeous shower, but.
I'll trade you because I want like a really elegant, kind of exotic stand-up shower with spouts from everywhere. And
yeah.
You can have my bathtub. I'll trade you.
All right, let's do it.
I've heard bathrooms can be very expensive.
I know.
Like the price of like a very small car.
Yeah.
No.
That's what I hear.
No.
Kitchens,
that's it.
Too.
Everybody,
kitchens are bad, too.
Everybody's sushi price has just gone up. Everything's doubled. From now on Tuesday nights when Kango opens up, everything's double the price.
Yep. Okay. I like it.
Okay. We can wrap this up. Did you enjoy this time together?
Yeah. Well, buying the house?
No. I mean, us chatting.
Oh, on your podcast.
You're way too chill.
Oh,
I expected
no,
you
did.
To come in here like a firecracker. What did you do today?
Oh,
it's just a busy day.
It was really, really busy. My brain's a little bit fried, but yeah.
Okay. If you wanted to say I'm not coming, you could have said I'm
no,
not coming.
No, I'm love. It's okay. Always so great to see you.
We can come back. Who did you want to bring? Lisa?
Amy. Amy's awesome.
Is she one of your instructors there?
She's an instructor. She's a friend.
For anybody, God, I don't know how they can have the audacity, but who isn't familiar with CBK, where can they track you down, see some of the stuff that you put together on Instagram, see what some of your classes are like, give them all that stuff.
Yeah, okay. So Instagram is CBK Boutique Gym, and you could email me at cbkboutiquegym@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, Cycle CBK, CBK Boutique Gym. Yeah.
And where is the studio
oh,
located?
Oh, yes, the location. We do have a brick and mortar.
Look at that.
We are on Central Avenue, McCord and Central, next to Cake in a Cup.
Yeah.
You got to burn your cupcakes at the studio.
And there's, all the restaurants right around there.
Yeah, Kyotica.
Okay. Are there any businesses that you ever wind up partnering with or friends that you've made? Anything like that?
Yeah, well, we did Pure Bar and I. Did a summer challenge, which was super awesome, and we did 3 pop-ups. So they were all downtown. We did one at the Heights, so we brought the bikes all the way to the top, and the girls, and we did have a gentleman did class there, and we had one at the Pride Parade right by the Love Wall, and then we did one in a parking structure next to Balance too. So we tried to team up with a bunch of local downtown.
It's now that you've moved out of downtown, what are your thoughts on it that it's grown so much?
It's so great. I would love to be down there as well too, but there's
back.
Only so much.
I know.
Yeah.
What was that beast?
You're
the dog?
Leaving too though.
I know. But
so
you know what?
I can't say that. You come back, you're leaving.
I'm good. Like I can people ask me if I'm gonna miss downtown and where it's going, and I don't participate. It's almost gotten to like the tipping point for me.
Yeah.
Where it's like, it's just too cool. It's too busy too often.
Like you liked it when you were almost like right before it. And it's going to, it's only going to get more booming.
Yep. And I'm sure I'll miss some things, but I'm like any person, I don't like change, but I adapt.
Yeah,
I think more quickly than most, and I'm sitting in my place waiting to get the carpet, and I'm thinking about like where I'm driving to and how my schedule's going to change, and then I have to remind, and I'm like, this is like sheer chaos. And then I have to stop and go, you know what? In within a month of me having all my stuff in here, I'll make it my home. It'll be fine, and I'll be in a new routine.
Yeah,
and
you'll get used to it real quick.
Yeah. Some people they move and they never adjust. So
yeah. You'll do great.
We do miss you downtown. Whatever happened to that giant beast of a dog you had?
Oh, Bella.
Yeah. Is she good? You ever see her anymore or hear from her?
I don't because I just, it'll break my, I'll miss her too much. I feel like she's doing her thing. She's with a great family now. So, yeah, she was just too big for a baby.
Too big for
well,
the,
I mean,
the
she was a baby too, but she was too big for the apartment
and
too.
The best pictures you ever posted were of Kango sleeping with her. Yeah, yes. She was spooning him because
she was
bigger.
She was huge. We were just talking about her the other day.
What about her?
Just Bella.
People keep asking me, they're like, since you're getting your own place now, are you going to get another dog?
That's what I keep asking. I was just thinking that. 35% of the house, you said, but
No. The condo.
Well, the condo.
Yeah.
So you could technically.
I could have a whole farm if I wanted.
Dog or maybe girlfriend. We could hook you up with someone else.
We already went down that road. I think I'm gonna hibernate socially until April or so.
The only
thing I'll date is Lowe's or Home Depot until then.
Well, your place will be perfect in April.
Yes, exactly.
And then you could have company over.
Perhaps. It was good to catch up with you.
So great.
I'm sorry.
To catch up with
I wish you were going to stress out more and share more anecdotes, but this chill stuff just doesn't work for podcasts.
Okay. Well, I'll come back a little bit more fired up.
Next time you want to be a raging bee, Eric, podcast.
All right.
Okay. It was good to see you.
Great to see you too.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.